Welcome to Inner Knowing, where I'll be supplying you with all your spiritual and philosophical needs. If you're enjoying this podcast, please feel free to become a supporter by making monthly donations of either $1, $5, or $10. The world you are experiencing is influenced by you, by thought, action, reaction, and how you perceive. To start with a quote, "The world acts in mysterious ways to those who refuse to see the part they play in its unfolding." As it states, you are adding to this experience. You are creating your reality. You are creating each moment. If not by your current action, then by your past karma or future thoughts. And to think that you're not in some way influencing the world, then you are rejecting not only the world, but you're also rejecting yourself. To go a little more on how you create your reality, let's start with our thoughts and a philosophy I call I Am. I Am is an acronym for It's All Mental, stating that all that existed, exists, and soon to exist, existed first in the mind, first as a thought, as an idea. For example, all things we use today, before it made its way into reality, live within the mental world, again, as a thought or an idea, as a form of energy. And once this thought, this energy matured, it was transferred into the physical world as we know it today. The reason I say transferred, because the law of conservation of energy states that energy cannot be created nor destroyed, but only transferred or changed from one state to another. So thought being an energy form, it only changes from existing in the mental world to now inhabiting the physical world. Now, this idea doesn't stop with the thought becoming physical. This energy can be relayed, but not limited to your action, your reaction, how your perception is, other people, and identification, which is another key element of the I Am philosophy, your identity, the identification you have with both the external and internal world. By saying I am this or I am that, you start to resonate and give off that energy. You become the very thing you start identifying with. Like if you constantly tell yourself I'm happy, you're gonna start emitting a higher frequency that vibrates with happiness. Or if you keep telling yourself I'm unhappy, you're going to keep reliving that energy. You're going to keep emitting this unhappy vibe, and people are going to start seeing it. They're going to start picking up on that frequency that you're giving off, and it's very subtle. Even if you don't use these phrases, it's by harboring the idea within your mind that you later become it and start to influence the world around you on this premise. So it's not limited to you verbally saying, I am this or I am that. It's also by thinking it. So even just constantly playing a certain emotion back, a certain thought back, constantly playing it back in your mind, you start to emit that frequency, whether you know it or not. And it starts to make its way into the physical world, again, through your actions and through your reactions. And the more you start to relate with this idea, the more you start to relate yourself with this thought or with whatever it is you're allowing yourself to be swayed by, the more you start to attract that energy. So the more you constantly think, I am happy, I'm happy, I'm happy, and you start living to, you live in accordance with that energy, with that frequency, you're gonna constantly attract more happiness to yourself. And the more you constantly think, man, I'm sad, I'm unhappy, nothing's good happening, you're going to start carrying yourself within that sphere, within that energy field. So now you're going to attract more sadness. You're going to focus more on the negative than focusing on the good, because that's the energy you're resonating with. And this coincides with the law of attraction, that like attracts like. Again, example, if you're having a bad day and it seems as though it gets worse and worse because you've allowed yourself to become identified with this idea, with the idea that I'm having a bad day. By saying I am having a bad day, again, I am, you're identifying, you're putting yourself into that field of energy. So by doing this, by dwelling on that situation, again, creating a reality revolving around said energy. And since you're giving off this frequency, since you're giving off this energy, other people who have not mastered the ability to remain in a degree of positive energy, or who hasn't mastered the ability to transmit any kind of energy or frequency that comes towards them, or who even lacks the knowledge of what energy is, they become subjected to absorbing and also giving off the energy that you're giving off. So now it becomes a giant feedback loop, resulting in a big old terrible day. That's why when you, let's say you go to work and you know you're happy, you know you're uppity, but then you get to work and it seems like everybody's in a bad mood. And so you have, and if you look at the ratio, you're one person over an entire staff, and they're all just swarming with negative energy. And so it's more likely, if you, again, if you haven't mastered the ability to stay centered, stay within your being, stay in this positive mood, that negative energy is going to engulf you. It's going to eat you up, and now you're going to have a bad day. But you also have the ability to change it, to turn it around by constantly emitting this frequency. You can start off with one person. Let's say one of your friends or job friend or whatever. You go to them and like, hey, today is a great day. You know, you cheer them up. You start to give off your own energy. So now they're picking up off of it. And so now they're going to start emitting that. And somebody else is going to pick off of that. And now everybody's going to have a good day, all because you're able to emit a different frequency and change the whole degree to which everybody was vibrating on. The same can be said about shaping your personality to fit a certain idea that you want to portray. By constantly transmitting the thought energy of I am successful, you will in turn become successful. Or I am healthy, you will become healthy. But with this, you cannot simply say these things. You can't simply state that I'm successful, because you have to take action that resonates with this character or idea that you're striving for. You want to be successful, so you have to carry yourself as this energy. You have to become a vessel for successful energy. Transfer it into your daily routine, and it will in turn become your immediate reality. Through thought, it is born. Through action, it is created. I want to call it an energy overspill. Like, the more you build and build on this thought energy, the more you constantly reassure yourself with whatever mantra, affirmations, or whatever you're striving for, the more you build and build and build on this thought, over time, it's going to need a source to spill off to. It's going to need action to go with that thought. Whether you supply it with that thing or not, the thought vibration will expand itself into the universal mind and find itself within the mind of someone else until it manifests itself onto the physical plane. You ever find yourself having an idea for something, let's say, that will make you a lot of money, something that's going to change the world? You had the idea, you thought about it multiple times, but then you just never acted on it. Until you see a commercial about it, or you see somebody else who's carrying out your thought. Only difference is they chose to act upon it. They chose to become that vessel, that source for that thought energy to manifest itself into reality. And another way to look at it, before you were born, there was your mother and father. And so it's through lust, it's through this energy, this lustful energy, this thought energy of lust, of thinking, oh man, I want to procreate, or not even procreate, I want to become intimate with this person. So through sexual energy, it turns into action. Through this thought, it becomes action. Now they're having sex. And by this karma, by this action, by spilling off this sexual energy, you came into being. You are energy transferred into a source, transferred into a vessel. You are the product of sexual energy. You are the product of thought. You're the product, again, of energy. So by understanding that even you yourself is energy, that everything is created through energy, through thought, that reality, that the physical plane is energy, you can take that information and start to shape your own. You could become anything you want as long as you put your mind to it. I'm sure you heard someone say this. If not to you, then you have said it to someone else. A saying from René Descartes, I think, therefore I am. Its original use was to prove that the experiencer, that this person exists. Because to doubt existence is to also doubt yourself. To doubt the dream is to doubt the dreamer. So by creating the world, by creating this world through your perception, you in turn create the perceiver. Because you can't have perception without somebody acting as the perceiver. Nothing is perceived without a perceiver. The dream cannot be dreamt without a dreamer. Reality only exists because you are here to experience reality. Which brings me to how your perception, to how you perceive this reality. I want to start with the idea of duality, which states that there are always two. There's always opposites. One to go with the other. Good, bad, right, wrong, up, down, love, hate, yes, and no. This idea also coincides with the Hermetic principle known as the law of polarity. Now, the law of polarity states that nothing is simply just good or bad. It also states that everything possesses in it the quality of its opposite. And that's where duality comes from. You see, duality just separates the two, saying this is this, this and that, they're opposites. See, but the law of polarity states that, yes, though there are opposite, they both contain their opposites within each other. This is also related to the Taoist philosophy of yin and yang. Within the yin, there's a yang. Within the yang, there's a yin. And it gives off this type of balance, because you also can't have one without the other. And so in a way, duality is just an illusion, because there's no such thing as being separate. And that's how we perceive and start to create our reality, by thinking things are separate, by only identifying with one aspect and pushing off the other. But you also have to understand that this is limiting you, because to understand if something is good, you have to have an idea of what is bad. So if you go see something, if you see something and you say to yourself, oh, this is good. But before you run with the idea of this is good, you have to look at it to understand that this also has the possibility of being bad. Because there are only 2 degrees on one line. Either you lean left or you lean right, but you're still leaning. So in turns, love can turn into hate, and hate can turn into love, only depending on how you perceive and what your own vibration is emitting. Emit one of hate, and that's what you will witness. Emit one of love, and you will in turn experience love. But you also have to understand, again, it's vibration, it's energy. That energy can change, it can shift. That love can instantly become hate. That hate can instantly become love. Again, only on how you perceive it. So even by perceiving it, you have to understand that it's not totally what you think it is. And this is why certain philosophies, especially in Buddhism, they say reality is an illusion. Reality is an illusion because we are perceiving it. We are putting our ideas onto certain things. We're not seeing the total picture. We're only seeing what we want, creating a world to which we think is real. Understanding how energy works, understanding vibration, you can begin to control your mind and the reality to which you want to experience. Here's an example. You think someone is evil. Now you put that into your reality. You put this thought of evil into the world you're experiencing. And by looking at this certain person with a look of this person is evil, by transmitting that thought energy onto this person, they pick this up. They're going to look at you and they're going to think, well, why is this person looking at me like this? They themselves are going to become suspicious. They're going to move around suspiciously, building up on the idea that you thought this person was evil, but really they're just moving in accordance to the shift in energy. That person would have never been evil. They would have never done anything bad so long as you would have left them along with your thought energy. But it's by putting that out there, by focusing onto them, that they start acting strangely. And so now you're just stuck on the idea, like, I know they're bad. I knew they were evil. Just look at how they're looking at me. Look at how they're moving. Say, for instance, you own a store and you see somebody come in and you assume this person is suspicious just because of how they look, how you perceive them. And so, again, you put this thought into them. And so now you're watching them. You're watching them. You're watching them. And they're going to feel this. They're going to feel that subtle energy, like, click is going to hit them, and they're going to think, wow, this person thinks I'm going to rob them, but I'm not. And so now they're just constantly walking around looking back at you, you looking at them, and then you're like, don't rob my store. And they're like, I'm not going to rob your store. If I wanted to, I would have, but I don't. It's only your, again, your perception and your thought energy, your vibration that you give off that other people start to move around that. Like, you ever, like, another example, really, you ever been to a party and, or again, you've, at work, a certain energy is in the air. And so everybody maneuvers around that energy to vibrate and match that energy if they do not know how to again, remain centered in their own energy field. And sometimes whenever I'm watching the sky. Whenever I'm watching the sky and it becomes cloudy, I tend to ask myself, what energy am I reflecting into the world? What energy am I giving off for the clouds to be so compacted, to be so clouded? How am I feeling that's affecting them? Because even our emotions, this subtle energy shapes things and people around us. Whether you believe it or not, you are a receptor, able to pick up energy and react. Emotion is literally energy in motion. And more times than often, we misinterpret these feelings, these energies, because of how we process, or again, how we perceive the world. Again, you will think that a certain emotion or a certain feeling is bad or good, when that feeling is not bad or good. Energy is not subjected to our moral beliefs. Energy is not subjected to good or bad. It is only your perception, your understanding, your interpretation on how you view that energy. To go back to what I said about reality being an illusion, about how the world and reality, how we see it, is false, is an illusion. Two people can look at one tree, and when they're done looking at that tree becomes three. Why? How? How does one tree become three trees? Because you have one tree, the actual tree, one with no identity, with nothing attached to it. And when two people come to molest the tree, they both walk away with their own version of the tree. And I say molest to say they pervert it. They load all their ideas and labels to it, their own understanding of what a tree is. So no matter what you think, you and someone would never share the same experience. You both may be at the exact same moment together to perceive it, but each have their own reality that they're creating as they move through life. So yeah, that's I tried to go as in depth as I could, say the things that I could say, or that what I knew to say of how you create your reality. And that's it. If you enjoy this week's podcast, please be sure to share it. I mean, sharing is caring. That's the most important thing. To share it with whoever you think may need this information. Or, you know, just be a good sport. Be a good sport. Put it out there. Transfer this energy so everybody know to chill out and create a reality worth living. A happy reality. One that everybody is just happy. Everybody is doing good. You know, wouldn't you want to live in a reality like that? I mean, I know it's not all rainbows and flowers, but it can be if you perceive it that way. But again, thank you guys for tuning in. Don't forget, you can become a supporter of this podcast by making monthly subscriptions of either 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99. It will help me bring you guys more content and to bring you closer to your inner divinity. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. See you next time.